wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day today and welcome a couple visitors from a conference here at Huron. Happy to have you. Just a note about the gospel. You notice that this is the power to forgive sins. That language is not very happy. Is given to the community. You know? Just as it is in the Gospel of Matthew. It's given to Peter, but then it's given to the whole community. And that's really important to keep in mind. Pentecost. The Jewish feast, of course, originally a harvest feast. And then this Jewish reform movement took it over as a as a time to recommend this outpouring of God's enlivening power, which we call the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit has been called at times a sort of missing person of the Trinity. I mean, I remember my own seminary training, we did virtually nothing with it. And yet, the older I get, the more critical is an awareness of the power of God under the rubric of the Holy Spirit. And so I have been guided for years by a statement made by Karl Rahner, the great German theologian, who was asked, well, how do you know where the Spirit is? And he said, wherever one person takes another person seriously, the Spirit of God is working. And that has really nourished me for a long time. But lately I begin to question, well, what does that mean, to take somebody seriously? Because the language is somewhat misleading. You can't take somebody seriously unless you first give yourself seriously to somebody else. And therefore give them room to emerge in their own reality. So you're not taking, first of all, you're giving. And only within that space can the full reality of the other begin to emerge. And it's only a beginning of emergence. Just as we are not fully conscious of who we are, so we can't be fully conscious of who anybody else is. But this is the beginning. Huh? This is necessary. And one of the first things, if we begin to do that, that should become apparent, is precisely the otherness of the other. Their own distinctiveness, their own difference from us. It's this that must be acknowledged, and we hope embraced. This other who is not an extension of me and my desires and my appetites and my expectations, but to take somebody seriously means to enable them to emerge in their own reality for me. For me. So the whole business, of course, is just what it was in this passage from the Acts. It is strangers coming together. Or distinctive people who are somehow unified, and that's why Rahner's rubric is so useful. To take the other seriously. And to take the other seriously, as I said, means to first present myself for room for the other to emerge. And in that emerging reality, to recognize this person's in their own uniqueness. And finally, and this may be the hardest part of this whole business, if I take another person seriously, then that erects a whole superstructure of claims. If I take them seriously, then they are entitled to make claims on me. And I, insofar as this is mutual, can make claims on them as well. I mean, it's not just an aesthetic experience. Say, oh, that is really beautiful. You are really nice. And then you walk away. No, it is precisely the bonding of people. The claims can be unwarranted at times. The claims can be excessive. And that, too, requires the action of the Spirit to discern the legitimacy if you'll allow that language, of what these claims are. But the principle, if you will, remains intact. People can make claims on me, and I can make claims on others. And not in the sense of some sort of alienating obligation, but rather that language of claims simply means that we really do come together. The claims emerge precisely from the acknowledgement of the reality of the other, which also ought to include an enlightenment in regard to myself as to who I am. So I make claims on myself, I make claims on the other, I allow the other to make claims on me. That's the Spirit of God, folks. That's the Spirit of God. Anything else is decoration or distraction. And that's why this is such a terrific day. So important for everybody, for the world, for this badly brutalized, bruised place that we live and would like to call home.